Holy One, take our minds and think through them. Take our mouths and speak through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with your love for the world. Amen.
Amen.
Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another? Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another? This is the question that John the Baptist sends through his disciples to Jesus from prison. This is the question that disturbs the mind of the great latter prophet, even as the fate of his own life dangles in the deliberations of the Roman tetrarch Herod, who has had him arrested and imprisoned. This is the existential question preoccupying John. And it is the question that echoes through the eons to us today. Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another? As Caroline pointed out last week in her sermon, John's voice is not always a welcome one in our Advent observances. Isaiah was brighter both weeks than John. John's grating prophecy is each year an inconvenient reminder and reproach not to rush too quickly to the manger and the glory of Christmas before we pause to contemplate the calls upon us and consequences of acclaiming the Christ. John, perhaps on a deeper level than any other human being, understands that Jesus is the Christ. And when I say understand, I don't just mean believes in his head. I don't just mean gives his intellectual assent. John knows that Jesus is the Christ, God incarnate, God come to dwell amongst us. John knows that Jesus is the Christ not just in his head, but in every fiber of his being. You remember with me the story from Luke's Gospel of the visitation of the expectant Mary to her cousin Elizabeth, who is also pregnant with a child whom she will name John. We are told that John leaped in Elizabeth's womb as the two women greeted one another. This is John's precognitive recognition of what he will later come to express with words. This is John's interuterine affirmation of what he will come to proclaim through his prophetic pronouncements. This is all to say that John the Baptist really gets this whole Jesus initiative. And yet, from his prenatal posturing to his riverside rantings, John's near certainty is checked here. It is checked one final time. Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another? Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another? Here in his prison cell, with his head on the block, he asks the only question of which he could not be more sure of the answer. One final time, are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another? Are we? Are we to wait for another? Many of you know that I love John the Baptist, and some of you who know me well think of John and me rather like the odd couple. But for all of our differences, the attribute of John that I admire the most is expressed in a statement that John the Baptist makes in John the Evangelist's Gospel at chapter 3, verse 30. You'll recognize it, I think, even though it's not in the Sunday lectionary. Here the prophet sums up his mission as it is subsumed by the mission of God in the world that is being revealed by his cousin, Jesus the Christ. John says, "He, Jesus, must increase, but I must decrease. He must increase, but I must decrease." Christ's significance in the world must grow greater, even as my own significance in the world subsides. And this is why I love John the Baptist, because he gets it. John gets that for Christ to shine more brightly in the world through those known as Christians, those who bear Christ's mark on their brow in baptism, that their own identity must not overshadow the one whom they proclaim. We must decrease so that Christ in the world may increase. Now, please don't get me wrong. We are wonderfully, wonderfully made. And we are wonderfully made in the image and likeness of God. But we are also imbued with free will. Free will that itself is a gift from God. And our free will will make the gift of our lifetime so very interesting, because it can raise us to such goodness, or it can curse us to such misery. Daily, hourly, minute by minute sometimes, we must remember that there is one God whom we follow and whom we bear for the world. The challenge is that second by second, in our modern world, we are faced with truths that challenge the truth of God in Jesus the Christ. Second by second, we are inundated with images and messages and relationships that tell us that what we want or what we fear is more important than what God wants, or more important than what God wants for us and for the world. And these competing messages are compelling sometimes. And these competing messages are comforting sometimes. Often, it is easier to follow the desires and fears of our own hearts and minds than it is to recommit to the arduous demands of following Jesus the Christ. And almost none of us would admit to be willing to go to the chopping block for our commitment to Jesus the Christ, as was John. But then that is why John's question should still ring in our ears and in our hearts today. Are you the one who is to come? Or are we to wait for another? Are you the one who is to come? Or are we to wait for another? This is the question we should ask over and over again, not out of doubt, but out of faith. Just as did John. Because if Jesus is the one who is to come, if Jesus is the one who has been foretold and who has fulfilled that foretelling, if Jesus is the one who claims us and whom we claim, then we should not wait for another. We can accept no substitutes, no matter how elegantly, conveniently, or insidiously those substitutes come packaged. John is with us on this Advent journey to disturb us into recognizing the deep significance of following Jesus the Christ. And John is with us on this Advent journey to comfort us by helping us to see that Jesus the Christ is the true one, the true God who has come into the world to be with us and to be beside us through all our struggles and challenges, even under the specter of death. So come, Cousin John, and speak to us again. Speak for God. Call us back to where we may find God in our very midst. And remind us who the one is for whom we need wait no longer. Amen.